Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This podcast is brought to you by Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Midland Radio USA, your leader in overlanding and off-road communications. Join the Brigade at truckbrigade.com, the best of the best for off-road and overlanding gear. Rigid Industries Off-Road Lighting, own the night with Rigid. Radar Tires, an active supporter of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation and manufactured carbon neutral since 2013. And Tough Stuff Overland, providing high-quality rooftop tents, awnings, accessories, racks, and more.
Welcome to the Anderson Overland Podcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Anderson Overland Podcast. I hope to God that it's still one of your favorite podcasts out there. Man, we've been doing this now for 3 years, and I am on episode 71 this lovely evening. It is actually not that lovely of an evening. It's super crazy windy outside, and it was actually a beautiful day. Spent the day on the river with the kiddos, and just had a great time, and it was super fun, but the wind picked up, and we were going to do a little fire pit tonight and decided that wasn't a good idea. And here I am inside doing a podcast. So, you know what? Figured to knock this thing out while I had some time because we're not out enjoying the weather outside. And you know what? Got to get this thing up. So consistency is key. And I've never missed an episode, and I'm not going to miss one now. So I was thinking about this last week, you know, some ideas and, you know, some content and stuff to bring to you guys. Definitely have been going back and forth on whether I want to do more interviews and, you know, or just, you know, talk about trails or, you know, whatever. And decided this one that I was going to do an episode kind of focusing on the products that we've received from our sponsors or partners that we work with. And so I'm just going to kind of go through, I don't know, maybe the 7 or 8 different products I have written down here that have been really great. And, you know, obviously there's a lot more that we've used over the years, but these are the latest ones. And I think I'm going to do that every couple months just based on, you know, how many products we receive for reviews and testing, and then just do a review on, you know, 7 or 8 of them for a podcast. So here we go. So we're going to get right into this. So you guys know I am so, so partial to Rigid stuff. I love Rigid Industries, the company that they are, what they stand for. Mitch Williams, the leader of the pack there, is just such a great guy. Richie, everybody that we've worked with Rigid has just been so great, just great attitudes, and a company that we really, really believe in, and we want to push their products, you know, and they have been just so gracious to us by sending us products over the years that we've been able to use, lighting systems and what have you. You know what, everything, even down to their t-shirts, I love Rigid t-shirts. They've just put out quality t-shirts. I don't know where they get them or what vendor they use, but man, they just pay attention to quality, and I appreciate that. So the last product that we got from them, this was back in September, after the Traction Overland Summit up in Big Bear. I got some of the 360 series lights sent to us. We are using 4 of the 4-inch 360 series lights on the brow of the 4Runner. They make a 4-inch and a 6-inch version of this light. And I'll tell you what, I really dig the way these things look. They're round. They've got some really cool LED pots inside of them. You know, some of the projection lenses inside that just make them look really cool. And what I really enjoy about the Rigid Industries lights, and I know a lot of people are doing this, but Rigid just does it better. I don't know. I just love the way that their backlit options are. So you can have the circuit on for either the main projection light or a backlight by itself, which is like red, white, blue, or amber with this particular model. And you can also have it on, you know, both circuits on. So you can have it so that the main light is on as well as the backlight. Just super cool. I have the red backlit version, and Rigid actually just came out with an RGBW, I believe it is, light. That's a 360 series that you can have way more color options. But the one that I have was the original, and it's just red, white, blue, and amber for backlight. But if you guys are looking to get these lights, definitely check out rigidindustries.com. They're releasing some really cool new lights coming out, and I think we're going to be receiving those pretty soon. So I'll do a review on those and post it on social media. But with these 360 lights, I like the 4-inch version just because they're a little bit more slimline. They just look better on my rack. But if you're looking for something a little bit bigger, you can get the 6-inch version. Like I said, they're 8,600 lumens. There's a blacked out circuit board. So, you know, in the background, so, you know, you're not seeing, the LED circuit board. It's blacked out. It's actually really super cool. There's some of them that they've kind of set up like the, what is that planet on Star Wars I want to say Millennium Falcon, but that's the spaceship. But anyways, it's you'll know what I'm talking about if you ever see these. It's got that that planet on Star Wars that looks all crazy, you know, industrial. Like there's this, like the planet is a, you know, is a spaceship itself. But I can't really explain it. I'll have to look that up. It's going to drive me nuts. I'm sure all of you know what I'm talking about, you Star Wars buffs, I'm sure. But anyways, it's super cool the way they have it set up. They just look really good. There's beam pattern options. There's a 17 degree and a 60 degree beam pattern option with these. And they also have a limited lifetime warranty. I have never, ever had any issues with my Rigid Industries lights. But if you have, and I actually have experienced some followers, you know, contact me and have, you know, either glass broke or something, a seal might have been defective and they fogged out inside or got condensation inside the lens, and sent them in to Rigid and they got them a brand new product. So no questions asked. Actually, I believe my buddy Scott had an issue with theirs fairly recently, and he got a warranty switch out, and it was a great experience for him. So hands down, the best, you know, people to work with for the lighting side of things. Rigid Industries is just second to none. I love some of the other companies and their products and stuff they're putting out, but you know what? Honestly, nobody even comes close to the quality and the customer service and just the way that the Rigid Industries lights look too. I like the way they look better than a lot of the other manufacturers. And like I said, I'm a little bit partial to them. You know, I do love the people that run that company, and, you know, they support us well. And so, you know, we only work with people who are going to really support us and our followers and make sure that, you know, they're, you know, steadfast in their reputation. So with Rigid, you can definitely stand on that. So check them out. The Rigid Industries 360 series, 8,600 lumen off-road light. Just absolutely awesome. And like I said, look for the new one, the RGBW version that's coming out. So so next on the list is the Explorer Bear fridge freezer that we got recently. Explorer Bear is one of our new partners. And man, I'll tell you what, we've been using Dometic. I've had a Smitty built, a Dometic, and we've worked with another company called Blue Coolers. They don't make fridge freezers, but they make coolers, which are absolutely awesome if you're, you know, not wanting to spend the money for a fridge freezer. But the Explorer Bear fridges are pretty inexpensive for what they are. I think the one that we have is a couple $100. It's the UR10W, and it's a 10.5 quart, 10 liter little fridge freezer that is dual powered. So it's not only 12 or 24 volt powered,
but it also has a portable battery that you can switch out. So you could buy an extra battery and have that thing charged and throw it in there if the other one's dead or whatever. But what's sweet about this thing, and I mean, my God, I've been so impressed by this. If you put it at 39 degrees, it offers 48 hours of cooling before that battery goes. You can also plug it in 110, 240 just into your wall. But it has a compressor battery powered system. And if you put it down to 0 degrees, which would be in like in the freezer mode, it offers 8 hours of charge time. And it will cool itself down from 79 degrees Fahrenheit to zero in 40 minutes. And I'll tell you guys what, I have witnessed this with my own two eyes. We have gone all day long at 34 degrees and had no issues with the battery dying on us. We'll take it to Lake Havasu or, you know, down to the river here, the Colorado River, or out, you know, on short little trips during the day. And I just, you know, charge that thing overnight. It doesn't take long to charge at all. And I can run it either on the 12-volt cigarette lighter on the truck and it takes hardly any juice. Most times I don't even mess with the plugging it into anything. I just run it right off the battery. And I've gone all day, like 10-hour days with that thing running with no problem. So like I said, at 39 degrees, it offers 48 hours of cooling. And I've had it down to 34 and had it last the entire day and then some. So I would highly, highly recommend that you check out Explore Bear. They are an awesome up and coming company. They are definitely, you know, getting up there with the quality and competing with people like Dometic and ARB and Smittybilt and, you know, the other companies that are out there. I know there's a million companies, but man, Explore Bear with this new portable battery system is just a game changer in my view. And if you guys want 10% off from Explore Bear, it's Bear10, BEAR10 at checkout. That'll give you 10% off. I wish I had a coupon for Rigid. I don't, but you get what you pay for with Rigid, with all these companies. So check out Explore Bear. Like I said, this is a 10.5 quart little fridge. It's not real big, but what's awesome about it is it's super compact. You can put it down in your floorboard or your side-by-side or your truck. And it's just super easy to strap into things and just a little robust little unit. It's great. So the Explore Bear UR10W, check it out. You will not be disappointed with the performance of this little thing. It's just been awesome to see a company put out such a great product. You know, sometimes you get products from people and you're like, man, this looks great, but it's probably not going to be long-term, you know, quality or long-term, as far as, you know, performance. But man, I can definitely feel and see the quality in the products that we've received from Explore Bear so far. And I've just been nothing but impressed. What's awesome too is that, you know, open the little door on top and the door is super light and has a little LED built into the inner housing of the fridge freezer too. So it's rad. Check it out. You guys have probably seen some of it if you follow our Instagram. I've got a couple posts on there and I've definitely posted a ton of stories using that fridge. But keep your eyes out for stuff on there on our social media and check it out. You like I said, you won't be disappointed. It's an awesome little unit. So next on the list, something that we've just received really in the last like 3 weeks from Midland. You guys know most of you that listen to the podcast, I hope that you know that Midland is one of our flagship sponsors. We've been with them longer than anybody, and they are awesome. I love Midland. Olivia and Kaylee and everybody over there, they've just been so great to us. They take such good care of us. Another company that we just really believe in, just like all of our sponsors. We vet our sponsors pretty heavily. I don't just take on anybody. I don't want to, you know, be associated with a company that's giving out piss poor communication and customer service and products. So we definitely make sure that we're working with the best of the best. And Midland is right up there with the best of the best. They are such a great company. But they just put out a new product called the Midland BT Mini Intercom. BT stands for Bluetooth. And this is an intercom system that we've been using with our side-by-sides, actually. You know, the radios and stuff, the two-way radios, the micro-mobiles and things we use with the you know, 4x4 trucks, the 4Runner and Tacomas, and, you know, the FJ80 that we're doing overlanding with, which, you know, you can use in the side-by-sides as well, which we do. But we also like to have helmet-to-helmet intercom communications when we're riding, and you know, those things are pretty loud, and you want to be able to talk while you're riding and not just listen to engine noise. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, we had suggested to Midland that they needed to get into that game, and you know, they did. I don't know if it had anything to do with us or not, but they really did. They've taken it on, and they've got several different products out on their website. You just click on the intercoms under their products. And we just got the BT Mini, and it's a smaller unit, and you can connect up to three of these units together. It's Bluetooth, like I said, and it can sync with your music, conversation, and GPS through your iPhone. It's got just awesome clarity. I could not believe the clarity of this thing when we were riding, testing it the last couple of weeks. They just released it on April 3rd. And so it's out now and available, all of their intercom systems. But just super impressed with the volume. It's got like super bass in the speakers inside your helmet that you put, you know, that you can install in there. They come with little Velcro or 3M double-sided tape mounts. And super easy to install. It seems like a lot when you get it out, a lot of wires and stuff, but it's really not bad at all. It just wants you kind of figure out where everything goes. But it's awesome too, because it has a universal connection to pair with other brands too. So if you've got another brand like M-Pod, I think is another one we've used, they will connect to other brands, you know, via Bluetooth, those intercom systems, which is rad. And the manual that it comes with lines all that out. Super easy to use. So they're small and sleek designed little units. And I believe, if I remember right, it's 1,600 feet of distance that you can separate each one before they start cutting out. So super rad to have, especially if you're inside a side-by-side or, you know, a little Jeep or something, or I don't know, something that you might need an intercom system for, motorcycle, you know, just super rad. So check those out by Midland. Another product that we just got from them, which I've been really impressed with as well, is the MXA TO3. It's the Canyon Edge 3 decibel gain antenna. It's like a bullwhip antenna. Excuse me. And it's been great. It's 28 inches tall. It has a half inch hole for mounting. And the low decibel gain antennas like this have, they're like a best option antenna for obstructions. So the lower decibel handles obstructions better, like through forest, mountains, and things like that. They have higher decibel antennas. They just don't penetrate as much through obstructions as the lower decibel antennas do, but they've got the Canyon Edge, the Highland, the Grand Vista, and then one of our fan favorites, the Ghost antenna, which is also a 3 decibel. The Canyon Edge is 3, the Highland is a 6.6 decibel, the Grand Vista is 7.5. But check them out. They're at MidlandUSA.com. Great little antenna, super high quality, super easy to mount, and they just come with so many great little accessories too. Midland's really good about you know, putting together their product packages with accessories and all the mounts you'd ever need. So check that out for sure. That antenna has been performing great with the repeaters that we have installed here in town throughout the valley that Midland also provided for us, and it's just been super cool to, you know, to use such great products. So MidlandUSA.com, and they periodically will give us discount codes and things like that to put out, you know, sales and things. And just keep up with our stories on Instagram. We post all of our discounts and stuff on our Instagram stories on a regular basis. Usually I do that on Mondays. So if you guys are, you know, Instagram buffs or social media people, definitely check out our Instagram on Mondays. That's when I'm going to be posting a lot of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's our routine. The next product I want to talk about is made by Tough Stuff Overland. They're another partner that we took on this last year. They provided us with 270 awning. I know a lot of you guys have seen those awnings for the Overland rigs. The 270 covers pretty much everything from the back right side of my rear door on the 4Runner all the way around the driver's side, and then all the way to the front left corner of the truck. So that's a 270 degree coverage. It's 129 square feet of shade. This thing is built so nice. I love it. It's got 280 GSM polycotton ripstop, 2,500 millimeter waterproofing and UV protection, weather-resistant PVC cover, heavy-duty zippers. They make this thing with like aluminum C-channel arms, like aluminum arms that are super lightweight. And it comes with everything you need to mount this thing to the ground. There's six aluminum telescoping poles. Jeez, excuse me. That can be put up to an 8-foot length, and also comes with two guy wire attachment points on each. Actually, the guy wire attachment points are all along the entire outer edge of the thing. And then it's got two tie down attachment points at each end. So one at each end so that you can tie down the end of the awning to the front of the truck and then strap it to the back of the truck too. Man, I don't know what's going on with my throat. This wind's getting to me. Sorry about that. But anyways, so you have ground stakes, mounting brackets, hardware, a really super nice accessory bag to put everything in. And they make this awning for a passenger side or driver side. So it packs up really, really nicely. Like I said, the zippers on the thing are super heavy duty, and it just comes out and deploys very, very nicely and super easy. I've actually had it out without the poles deployed in about a 15 mile an hour wind, like with, you know, 15 mile an hour, 20 mile an hour gusts. And it's been great. Super solid. And if you want to tie the thing down, you just put those poles down. They've got little like cleats on the end that you can stick into the ground, and you just tighten those things down with the guy wires that come down to the little stakes and stuff. And they've been great. So as long as you don't have more than about a 15 mile an hour, 20 mile an hour wind, you're going to be good. Like I said, I probably had it up without the poles deployed in like probably 15 miles an hour, to be honest with you, probably more realistic. 20 mile an hour might be pushing it a little bit, but you can tie it down and really make it super secure. And what also is awesome about this awning is you can buy a wall that will zip into it. And so you can have like sidewall curtains that come down at an angle if you want, or straight down, whatever. And it has like a base to it too. So you can buy like a base to that that wall and have it pretty much seal all the way around. So you have a really awesome enclosed little area. But you can check all that stuff out at Tuff Stuff Overland. It's spelled T-U-F-F-S-T-U-F-F Overland.com. They're down in Ontario, California. Super awesome guys. And you just can't go wrong. Their stuff is so high quality. Like when you feel the fabric and just how it's constructed, you just say to yourself like, okay, yeah, this is definitely worth the money. I think this awning is about $800. Definitely something I wouldn't recommend buying unless you know you're going to use it a lot. We use ours, you know, every now and then, not that often, not as often as you would think, but it's super cool to have, especially on those summer days or like even up, you know, in the mountains where it might be a little bit cooler, but you have a lot more UV, you know, bearing down on you all day, you know, from the sun up there, and you just want to get out of the sun. Sometimes, and it's just great to just set up really quickly on the side of a cliff or, you know, wherever you might be having lunch, you know, even just out in the open. It's just a great little thing to have. So check that out. The Tuff Stuff 270 awning, just great. The next product I want to talk about, the next two, actually, we'll kind of wrap up this podcast with these two products. Like I said, I don't want to bore you guys to death with product, stuff, but, the next two are tires. We have a great partnership with Radar Tires. They're a fairly new and up and coming company, been around for a couple years, and they're out of Singapore actually, but they're really starting to make an anchor in the United States, you know, reputation. And we've been using their tires now for 2 years. And I'll tell you what, I've had Toyos, I've had Mickey Thompson's, I've had BFG's, the Falcons, I was very impressed with. Toyos, love those tires, just super expensive for what they are. And we took on Radar, and I was honestly a little bit skeptical as to the quality and who they were. You know, it was like this off brand I'd never heard of. And I cannot tell you guys how happy I have been with these tires. We are on our second set of the AT Pros, the All Terrain Pros, and our first set of the Rugged Terrain, the RTs. The Rugged Terrains, I just put on the Forerunner. And I put the All Terrains, we've had the AT Pros on the Forerunner before I put the RTs on it, but I put the AT Pros that we just got on the Land Cruiser, and put the RTs on the Forerunner, and man, both of them, the new version of the RTs are awesome. But let's go through the ATs first. So the Renegade, the Radar Renegade AT Pro tires, it's an all-terrain tire. They have different load indexes, different speed ratings. I'm not going to go into that. I believe the AT Pros, they will make all the way up to a 35 inch. But you have like increased stability and handling from the design. They have an optimized, a computer optimized tread lock design, which they say kind of harmonizes with the terrain for exceptional performance off-road. It's a silica based compound for outstanding cut and chip resistance. I've never had any issues with that with these tires. They've been super robust and just, God, they just wear so good. They have like this design on one side. It's like a rattlesnake head with like fangs. And then they've got like a rattle on the other side so you can flip them. And you can't really tell like the side that's not the rattlesnake head that it has anything to do with that. It just looks like a really nice, you know, burly, you know, grip sidewall. But the rattlesnake head, I flipped them on the Land Cruiser this time, and they actually look really good. Like I was kind of like, I don't know about having a rattlesnake head, you know, on the outside sidewall, a bunch of rattlesnake heads, but it actually looks really cool. It looks way better than I thought it would. So, but it just adds for extra protection, additional layers. So definitely check those out. You can check those tires out at Simple Tire Company or Discount Tire, even Walmart carries them. But they've got like an M-Sipe style, which allows for max grip in all conditions. And it pairs with a M plus S designation for severe weather capability. So they've got all the ratings and stuff that you would expect. A 50,000 mile tread wear warranty on the AT Pros. Just a great tire. They're not super noisy. And I pulled them off at about 25,000, I believe. 30,000 miles, and you won't believe the even tread wear on these tires. It's insane. Go to YouTube, check out our Anderson Overland video channel on there, our YouTube channel, and look at those reviews on the AT Pros. It's insane. We did a review on several different milestones. Like we did like a 10,000, a 25, and like a 45,000 mile review. But they're great. The ones that we have on the Forerunner right now are the Radar Renegade RT, which stands for Rugged Terrain. It's kind of a hybrid. They've got the M plus S rating for severe weather capability, just like the AT Pro. Optimized tread block sizes and shapes that pairs with like lateral grooves and angled sipes for like high level, you know, traction and different terrain types and things. It's kind of like a hybrid between an all terrain and a mud terrain. It's got a little bit more aggressive tread, which I like just the look of that. Just a little bit more beefy tread. Just looks really good, but just performs great too. It's not like noisy at all, like you would expect, you know, like a hybrid or like a mud tire to be. I've actually been really impressed with the noise levels of these tires. I've had other tires that were harder compound and were super noisy. I've had some super noisy BFGs as well. They've got like a increased stability option with, you know, their sure-footed traction, they call it, with puncture resistance thanks to their three-ply construction. A wide center tread just enhances the balance and weight to ensure even tread wear. Dual sidewall The RT has a flaming demon or a dagger shape. I have the dagger shape facing out, and they just kind of look like almost like triangles. Like you can't even really tell that it's a dagger, but it looks really good, and it just adds like that additional sidewall grip. They're really great. So, and the RT, I believe they go all the way up to 37 inch, and those ones have a 45,000 mile warranty, limited warranty. So, great company to work with. I've had many meetings with the representatives from Radar, you know, about what we're doing with social media and where, you know, where we're going this year and what our plans are. And they've just been really nice. They've just been so cool to work with. And everybody that I've turned onto those tires has been super impressed with them. I've had quite a few people actually hit me up and ask me about what I think about those tires, and just from seeing posts on our Instagram and YouTube and stuff. And I'll tell you what, I for sure am never going back to any other brand. As long as Radar is in business, I will always support this product. That's how much I believe in it. It keeps my family safe. Never had any issues. We've taken the AT Pros in every single terrain type you can imagine, every weather condition you can imagine, and they've just performed flawlessly. I've never felt out of control. I've never felt like they were going to slip, you know, where you're getting that pucker factor. I've never had that feeling with these tires. They've always gripped up. And even throughout the entire life of those AT Pros, they've just still been great. So can't go wrong. Check out Radar. They are an amazing tire company, and I guarantee you they're going to be up there with the best of the best here real soon. They are definitely putting up some game. So check them out. I've got a couple other products that I really wanted to add to this podcast, but I will save them for another one because you know what? It's getting late. I've had a super long day and I just don't want to talk for another half hour, but I don't want to bore you either with product stuff. So I thought this would just be a real nice and quick podcast with a couple products we've been using lately, and just to kind of encourage you guys to check out some different things and see what's out there. If you guys ever have any questions on any of this stuff, or you know what we think about, you know, this or that, or how we set things up, please reach out to me. My email is andersonoverland@gmail.com. You guys can always DM me the direct message on Instagram. I check that every day, multiple times a day. And I just love interacting with you guys. So please reach out to us. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this podcast. You know, we just love what this offers, the community and the outreach and stuff, and just these relationships it builds. So thank you guys so much for sticking around. And I hope you guys got a little bit of info out of this podcast. I'm going to have some more stuff coming up on the next one. It's going to be great. We got I think a couple more interviews coming, not manufacturer interviews, but we're going to talk to Brett and Liz from Our Overland Life. Liz participated in the Rebel Rally last year, and we're going to talk to her about the upcoming event and just her experience there. Definitely want to touch base with some of our friends down in Baja and see what updates they have. And, you know, Chase Gentry, I don't know if you guys follow him. He's one of the Ford Bronco ambassadors. He's a good friend of mine. You know, him and his wife just found out they're pregnant and they got a baby girl coming. She's a super cool guy to talk to. And just a plethora of other people I want to get back on the podcast, get updates from. We're going to be doing that. So I'm going to probably hold on some of the manufacturer stuff until maybe the end of summer, fall, kind of like we do every year. But I got some really good conversations with some really awesome people coming up. So definitely stay tuned and keep up with the podcast. I really appreciate you guys and all the loyalty. Please share the podcast. And if you can, take a minute out of your day and give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know, we'll take whatever criticism you got. But man, it really helps us out with placement, and really appreciate that. So you guys have a great day, and I'm going to go get some sleep. Thank you guys for sticking around. Later.